Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I was inspired to do a show on the 12 universal laws. If you have been around the manifesting game, you might have heard little hints of them. The law of attraction is one of those 12 laws, and they all work together. I think when The Secret became a thing, it just focused on the law of attraction. It didn't factor in all of the other laws. And so this show is to help you help you out there who are manifestors to have a full picture of the universal laws. Interestingly, as I was going through them, you probably already know a lot of them without giving them a name. So it's a more nerd out show for you manifestors that that get geeky with it. But that's what Spirit inspired me to do, and I totally get geeky with it, and I found it really fun putting this together for you. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Particularly, pay attention. Take a look at my massive result package. It's 3 months with me, unlimited sessions. It's for the person that totally believes in manifestation and you have a goal in mind that you are ready to fulfill. I want to support you in that, the entire journey. Information, again, can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click Work With Me, and in the drop-down, you will see the massive result intuitive coaching package. You get intuition and accountability and support and working through all these beautiful laws of the universe in real time in your real life. So if you are looking for that, I would love to be there for you. It's amazing what you can create, real lasting results with good support, and I'd love to be that good support for you. Okay, let's talk about the 12 universal laws, or the 12 laws of the universe. First, I'll start by saying, because there's no Bible for these laws, I had to do a lot of research, and various teachers teach it in different ways, so I had to find the kind of continuous themes. The other piece of this is that as I was doing this research, they said there are like hundreds of laws, but these are the ones that people most pay attention to. Some people just pay attention to seven, but what inspired me was based on something I read that outlined 12 universal laws, so we'll go through them. So understanding these laws will help you be an even better manifester. It'll help you better understand everything that is occurring in your experience. I think that was the most beautiful part of going through this. I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. Oh, well, that makes sense. Now I get it. So for me, even somebody that's been in the game a long time, to have an explanation for how manifestation unfolds, I found that to be exceptionally helpful. Okay, so the first law is the law of oneness, which means we are all connected. God-likeness flows through all of us. I know when I first started studying metaphysics, one of the first things I came across that like shocked me was that we are of God, right? And we are God, right? I know in Christian ideology, we are of the likeness of God, but many in the metaphysical and New Age space say we are God. I prefer God-likeness. We are all of the same consciousness. We have access to the same, to God-like consciousness, and that flows through us, every single person. And we all have an effect on each other and the planet. You know, one of the things that I came across about the law of oneness is if you see someone that's successful, their success is reflection of the success that is possible for you. So celebrate their success. We are all one. I like that. I think that's a fact. I take to this particular law is that we are all connected. We are all connected. We all have an effect on each other. We all have an effect on the planet. I often say if you are on my newsletter list or you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, that the way in which we truly serve, right? There are some people that go out and serve in really big ways. They, they have a podcast or they are doing relief work in a country or missionary work. But I also like to believe that our missionary work can be in our own lives. And when we raise our vibration, when we step into our power, when we are living our best life, we are in fact raising the vibration of the planet. So that's where the law of oneness comes in. Next is the law of vibration, which is, if you struggle with the law of attraction, it's because you learned the law of attraction, you didn't learn the law of vibration. And the law of vibration states that everything has a vibration or energy. Every person, every thought, every word, every action, everything has a vibrational frequency or energy. Everything in the universe moves, travels, and vibrates in a circular motion. So it circles back to you, whether it's positive or negative, right? So, everything has a vibration. And you know, it's the next law that's in this list is the law of attraction. That everything has a vibration or energy, like, right? That's the law of vibration. But like vibrations or energies are attracted to each other. So if there's something you want to manifest, you'll often hear you need to align with it. Well, that means embodying the vibration of that which you want to attract. Like energy attracts like energy. So in practical terms, let's say you want a promotion, ask yourself, what is the vibration of a person who just got promoted? And as you start to embody this energy, you will attract a situation that matches that vibration. This is the law of action and the law of vibration and effect. So they work hand in hand together. So everything is vibration. That's the law of vibration. And then those vibrations, like vibrations, are attracted to one another. That's the law of attraction. So all you have to do when they say align is to feel good, of course, and align with the vibration of that which you want. Easier said than done, and I think that, right, that's why I coach. I help people work through, okay, what is the vibration of the thing that I want, and how do I start to embody it? That's what I do as a coach, is help you do that. If you're doing it on your own, you have to take a step back, and you have to look at whatever it is that you want and ask yourself, who would you be if you had it already, and to act like that. That's the act as if piece of manifesting. And that is how you activate, positively activate the law of vibration, the law of attraction. So all these laws are working all the time. Most of us are using them, unless you are being conscious and intentional about the use of your energy. Most of us are using them kind of willy-nilly. We track some good things and some not good things, and yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag. But as you become intentional, that's the spiritual practice of it all, you can start to use these laws to really move you in the direction of what you want most. The vibration you put out is the vibration you get back. Always change your vibration, which is a law. I'll get to that one. So the next law in this list is the law of action. This is how you manifest on the earth plane. You have to do things that support your desire. You must take physical action that manifests your desire. You use your intuition to guide you as to what action is most in alignment with what you want. Do something that relates to what you're manifesting, and it will manifest faster. I love this. So you got to do something. And the law of action also is not just in reference to, you know, most of them, when we're trying to make a change, we start trying to change our actions, right? But you have to look at belief, and you have to look at thought, and you have to look at feelings, because those ultimately dictate what actions we take. So if you don't believe that you can get a better opportunity, it's going to be really difficult for you to take the action to pursue one unless you change that belief. And I like to think of that as an action in itself, changing a belief. The next on this list is the law of correspondence, which is really cool. I love this one. Everything is a reflection of what's going on within you. Life is a mirror. To create a change, you have to shift from within. You have to perceive things differently. So it goes back to the example I just gave you. If you don't believe that you can get a better job, even as you want a better job, even as you are bitching about your current job, you have to shift into a place where you perceive yourself differently, knowing that you are capable of better opportunity, that better opportunities are out there for you. That's your faith. And then in changing that, that's where you will see a different reflection in your experience. You'll get a better job. So the law of correspondence can be changing a belief and then a thought and then a feeling and then your actions. What happens in your mind will be reflected back to you. Everything is a mirror. This is where affirmations come into play. This is where scripting comes into play. If you can change your internal focus, if you can see and affirm good in your life, then you will see it mirrored in your experience. If deep down you don't think you are loved or worthy of love or valuable, you will attract situations that will mirror that feeling of unloved and how little you value yourself. So if you, and this is one, this is this programming, I should say, shows up societally. I don't know if societally is a word, but we're going to go with it. It shows up in our society in the sense that for, you know, someone like me, an African-American woman, if we're constantly told that we're underpaid, we're going to be underpaid, you'll never make as much as your white counterpart, that becomes a belief system. That becomes a programming. So then it's very difficult to have anything other than that mirrored back into your experience unless you consciously decide to no longer believe that, right? So your value, so if it's something around value, if it's something around believing in yourself, right, you have to start there. So much of, I've been going deep over the pandemic on what gets in the way, right? I'm fascinated with what gets in the way of people having what they want. And one of the studies took me down the path of self-esteem. If your self-esteem is not in alignment with the vibration of that which you want, it's going to be really difficult to create it, right? If you don't believe that you deserve good, if you don't believe that you deserve to be successful, however way in which you define success for you, and I think everyone needs to define it, then it's going to be difficult to create it. That is the law of correspondence. Everything is a reflection of what you believe within you. Everything is a mirror. Okay, next law, law of cause and effect. Every action you take has a reaction. You reap what you sow. So sow good seeds and you will get a good harvest back. So focus on what you want and not what you fear, right? Or don't want. Everything happens for a reason, karma. So that's law of cause and effect. Every action you take has a reaction, right? So, yeah, be really mindful of what you're up to because it will create a result. And it's not something to fear. It's just the law, right? So put good in the world. Next is the law of compensation. This one I had to do some research on because there were some definitions out there that I was just like, no, I'm just not ascribing to that. Like, how much good deeds you do determines what you get back. I don't think it's like that. I think it goes back to belief. I think it goes back to If you believe your deeds are good, then you will see the manifestation of that which you believe is. So the law of compensation states that it's receiving gifts, blessings, and monetary rewards for your deeds. You get paid for what you do, and there's no limitation on that law. I think that's the big piece to this, is that I think just like the Bible has had many interpretations and rewrites based on man's. I think also when it comes to this law of compensation, I think some of the people who have defined it have put their slant on it, their sense of personal power, but really these laws are available to everyone, right? We are all equal in these laws. So I don't believe there's limitations on it. It's based on what you believe you can have. You receive what you put out with, you have to put it out without expectation. And so, know in your heart you will be compensated, but you can't expect the compensation to come from a particular zone. So, let's see, how can I do this? If you're marketing your business, you're selling your services, you're putting information out about what you have to offer, and you can't expect one person to be that which compensates you. Your compensation can come from a lot of different areas. I think that's the expectation. So it's like, yes, you will be compensated. Expect that, like, of course. But don't expect it to come from one particular place and only hold on to that. Allow all possibilities for that compensation. And then here is a little piece that I saw that I thought was really cool. For those of you that are going for it, that you've been working really diligently and you're waiting for your payout, the return is not always swift, but it is certain. That was Napoleon Hill. I'm paraphrasing him. The return is not always swift, but it is certain. So if you've been working on your business or your art or your project, and you know, you're like, I'm putting massive energy, it may not come immediately, but that massive energy must be returned. And you will find that you will have to put out less energy and receive massive return, right? And so it's just the law. Go with it and trust it. It's the law of compensation. So receiving gifts and blessings and monetary rewards for your deeds. You get paid for what you do, and there's no limitation on that. I can't stress that enough. I saw something that was like, the more people you touch, the more money you make. No, because if you are serving a core group of people at the highest level from within you, you know what that highest level is, then you can be compensated at whatever level you wish to be compensated. It's all about what you believe you can have. Okay, next law, pectual transmutation of energy. Let's do it again. The law of perpetual transmutation of energy. I knew I was going to butcher it. As I like was writing these notes and I was doing my research, I'm like, I'm going to butcher that. The law of perpetual transmutation of energy. Yes, I did it right that time. You have the power to change. That's what this means. And as soon as you decide to change it, everything is changing and everything is moving into form. It's your responsibility to change your life. So what this means is high vibrational energy will always win. So you can change something that is not working by embodying a higher vibrational energy. This means, you can change a negative condition in your life by focusing on positive energy. It's all a practice, and it's all, you can take these laws and apply them to your life in the way that makes the most sense to you. But they are laws and they do work. And they're always working, period, positively and negatively. You have the power to change. That's what this means. And things are always moving and transforming. So it means you're never stuck, right? you can perceive yourself as stuck, but if you start to embody a different perspective on it, you could think, oh, well, I'm taking my time to figure things out. I'm getting really clear. I'm not stuck at all. I'm moving, but I might not be able to visibly see the movements that I'm making because I'm doing so much internal work on myself. However way in which you want to play with it. But it says, the minute you decide to change, whatever condition you wish to change, you have the power and the right and the ability, opportunity, and the free will to change. Okay, next law, the law of relativity. This one I heard Bob Proctor go off on. I research a lot of different teachers talking about these laws, and one, I heard him riff on it. And I was like, what is he talking about? And I think it's a common thought amongst, as I was doing my research, it's like some people have a piece of the story and some people have a piece. So law of relativity, this law states that every human will face challenges and lessons or tests of initiation. I talk about this. I did a podcast on it. You will be tested. Totally, completely tested. This is to strengthen your faith and your connection to spirit. No matter how bad your situation seems, keep your perspective in check. Nothing is too big or too small. It just is. Life is not happening to you. It's happening for you. All problems are designed to make you stronger, better, and help you evolve. Your job is to pass the test. Don't give up or settle for less than you desire. And that was my spin on it, the settling piece. But really, that's how you pass, right? I think we're all being tested all the time. I love it when, I'm going to turn the heater on, so hopefully it won't make a lot of noise. When I'm coaching people around dating and they get out there, they're pumped up, fired up, they've made their list, they know what they want in a partner, they get out there and then they start to get scared. Maybe they're not instantly seeing what they want or not a whole lot of people are liking them as they're on an app or a dating site. And the test is, are you going to stick with it? Are you going to believe that what you want is possible for you? And so many people start to settle, like, oh, I'll take somebody that lives 8 hours away. You know, when you said you wanted someone that was in your immediate area, or, oh, they, you know, my dearest friend, I adore her, but she loves to date dudes that don't have jobs that make sense to her. And she doesn't love it. She usually hates it. And she'll state very clearly, I want a man who makes as much money as I make. He's very established in his career. And inevitably, there will come a time where I think she just gets weary with the dating process. And she'll pick a guy who's attracted to her, who adores her, who treats her well. But in terms of her perspective of job and her perspective of money, they are not in alignment. And so it's a form of settling. And when, you know, a part of when I'm working with people as a coach, this is where people get really uncomfortable, is when we start paying attention to the blind spots, right? The areas where your faith is low, where your self-esteem might be low, and that's where you tend to give up or settle for less than you deserve. Go for what you want. That's the challenge, right? The challenge is you're going to deal with contrasts, which leads into the next law. Do you see how these laws are all connected? Which is the law of polarity. Everything in the universe has its polar opposite. This is contrast. This is what Abraham Hicks talks about, is contrast. We experience what we don't want so we can get clear about what we do want. This allows you to exercise mental focus, right? So you experience something you don't want and you're like, whoa, I don't like that. You consciously choose to focus on what you do want, right? That requires mental focus. Do you love how the laws of the universe really break down manifestation for us? So your mental vibrations create your reality. This is wonderful because if you find yourself bummed out about your circumstances, if you can find something to appreciate or something positive to focus on, doesn't mean you're taking away from the fact that there are things in that situation that are bumming you out, but you get to focus. Your power is where you focus your mental energy. You can create a real shift in your reality. Your perception creates your reality. And how amazing is it as humans, we get to choose our perception. Do you see how powerful we are? Do you see we are not limited to circumstance? Do you see we are not limited to skin color or what the world tells us that we are allowed to have? We are not limited to someone's bias against our sexuality or our orientation or our lifestyle choices. We are empowered by believing that we get to be powerful by changing our perception, right? Okay, a couple more laws here. The law of rhythm. Everything has its cycles, seasons, and rhythm, right? Like music. Work when you feel inspired, because that's in alignment with your rhythm. You've probably heard me say that. Don't do things that don't inspire you, because that goes against your rhythm. This law appears psychically often when people are presented with a doorway of opportunity. It's their time, right? It's their time. And you'll know it's their time, right? And you get to choose whether you're going to walk through it and go full out, or if you're going to get distracted or halfway do it or kind of not do it. The door will open again eventually. So that door will close. The door will open again, but it's God's job as to when that will happen, right? I think the law of rhythm refers to timing, right? God is still in charge of timing, but there are seasons to that. So the way you know you're in your season is if you're fired up, act on it. Really, really act on it. If there's something that you're deeply desiring, that is a sign. Your desires are of God. That's God's way of communicating with you as to where to go, what direction to take, what your path is. So if you're desiring something, I know right now I'm working through a manifestation because I can sense that it is the season for that manifestation. And things change, right? Cycles change, rhythms change, directions change, energy changes, right? So you just have to stay grounded and centered and aware in the process and use it for your greater good. Next, the law of gender, the last one. The two energies of masculine and feminine, you need them, right? They have to coexist. So we can have balance between the two. So it's action and allowing. So action is masculine and allowing is feminine. Manifesting the life of our dreams requires us to dance between patience, feminine, and persistence, masculine. One more time, both energies are needed. Like, I'm really great. My ex-husband will tell you this. I'm really great at embodying masculine energy. Not that I am a man. Masculine energy. I take a lot of action. You've heard me say that on this program. And he was really great at the allowing, the patience. He'll say, he's like, I can embody feminine energy more easily. Well, we need both, right? We need both energies. The action and the allowing, the patience and the persistence. This is how we create our reality. So that is my show on the universal laws. So the law of gender, the law of rhythm, the law of polarity, the law of relativity, the law of perpetual transmutation of energy, the law of compensation, the law of cause and effect, the law of correspondence, the law of action, the law of attraction, the law of vibration, which you need with the law of attraction. You need all of these. And then lastly, the law of oneness. I pray this was helpful for those manifesting nerds out there who want to take their game to the next level. And if you are really, really ready to go to the next level, I'd love to support you. Consider my massive result package. Information for that can be found on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click work with me. You'll see a drop down. and click the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Thank you for listening to this show. You guys are amazing. I love to see the listens, and I hope the show has touched something in you and you can go out and create the life of your dreams with more clarity and focus and knowledge. So big love to you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.